Are you feeling in the Christmassy mood?
Should I unwrap a candy cane?
Would that help you?
Swizzle my pickle martini with a candy. Well, that's disgusting.
Don't do that.
I won't do that.
Okay.
So many damn books.
Hello and welcome to So Many Damn Books, a blessing, a curse, a podcast. My name is Christopher, and joining me in the damn library is the co-owner of the damn library, a fellow damn library librarian. My partner and co-host for this first of its kind episode, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the library.
Oh, thank you. The very first episode like this that any podcast has ever done.
No, just this. A well-worn idea, but maybe something that I can we can add to the discourse, mm-hmm. and set something straight.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the official, unofficial gift guide. There's so
what
many.
What does that mean?
Books.
Official, unofficial.
I don't know. I started saying official and then thought.
In what way is it official or unofficial?
How would it be either one? But this is just the very first. I've never done a gift guide before, and I wanted to throw my hat into the ring. Here I am, hatless.
You can't see him, but he's throwing an invisible hat into something.
I no longer have a hat because I've thrown it into the ring.
To begin with.
And we are here for a gift guide. We're going to cover so
this
much ground.
This is the first podcast that's ever done a gift guide.
And I'm so glad
it's
we're all
It's a new
historic.
Idea.
You're here for the historic moment. You know, give yourself a pat on the back. That can be the gift that you give yourself as we start.
Or if you're already done shopping, really give yourself a pat on the back. Congratulations.
That's amazing. I envy you.
Yeah.
But for the people that aren't done yet.
We got you.
We have some fun ideas.
You're good.
But before we get into the episode, let's talk what did you buy before we actually get to the drink. We're going to switch things up a little bit. You want to talk about books that we've received or that you've gotten recently?
Yeah, I didn't buy it. I got it from our local library, which, oh my God, they're now closed on Sundays because Eric Adams is the worst mayor in the whole world.
Ugh.
Anyway, support libraries monetarily and by borrowing books. Anyway, the book that I got from the library is Stay True by Hua Xu, which won the Pulitzer for memoir and autobiography.
Wow.
Is that the name of the category? It's supposed to be great. I'm excited. I got it both as an ebook and as the audiobook, and the author narrates, which when it's great, it's great. And I'm really excited to hear it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. You know, we receive books all the time. I'm very excited about this one. When I opened it up, Great Expectations by Vincent Cunningham, which of course is an SEO nightmare.
Not that Great Expectations.
Not the
not
one that,
those Great Expectations.
Different ones. And it's about someone joining an unnamed senator's presidential campaign. And it's about, you know, covering Barack Obama, sort of, I think.
I imagine there are similarities to
yeah.
the original Great Expectations, unless it's the craziest accident that's
yeah.
ever happened.
This Vincent Cunningham has just come out. I have an idea for a title. I don't know where
no
it came from.
At Penguin Random House had ever heard of Great Expectations.
And then I also got, I'm very excited about this. It's coming out in April. So this is, Great Expectations is coming out in March. We're already looking into next year. This is coming out in April. Scarlett Thomas's new novel, The Sleepwalkers. I love The End of Mr. Y, one of my absolute favorite novels of all time. And this is her writing. It says it's The White Lotus meets Patricia Highsmith, which I also feel like is sort of a,
mm-hmm.
you know,
it's
isn't The White Lotus already a little Patricia Highsmith?
I really wanted to do the theme vocals, but I will refrain. As soon as you said it, I heard the theme song in my head.
It's a good theme song. Mm. And so her doing this, I know that she's going to put her own spin on it because that's what she does. And so it's been a while since I've read her, and I'm really, really excited to delve into this. Patricia Highsmith, anything that has her name, you know, when they invoke her name, I can't help it. I'm always intrigued.
Sometimes you get burned by a comp, but there are some that are just completely irresistible.
Ugh. The amount of times I've been burned by Secret History comps. Why? Why do I still?
Perennial, yeah.
There was one Foster Dade explores the cosmos.
Does the book take place in a school?
It is a campus novel. Someone said today that it was a spiritual successor to The Secret History. And suddenly, I don't know. I just received this book too.
Jury's out.
And so we'll see. But I'm just saying that it's happening again. Someone invoked The Secret History.
Happening again.
And my little ears are perked up, mm-hmm. ready for my heart to be broken.
Eternal optimist.
Exactly. So those are the what did you buys? Did you have anything else you wanted to mention?
Candy canes.
You did buy candy canes.
I bought candy canes.
A huge lineup of them.
There's 24.
That's a lot.
There could be fewer. There could also be more. Because how many candies do you know of that are also decorations? There aren't that many.
Well, unless you're starting to use them in a gingerbread house.
Yeah, okay, but like...
I see what you're saying. No, I'm glad to have them. Far be it from me to dismiss any holiday decoration. Mm. I want it all.
Christmas season is indeed upon us.
It's upon us. And before that season is upon us is our a bunch of our anniversaries.
Yeah, all of them. They're all in the fall.
And you got me this great gift that led to the drink that we're having tonight. Which is a Cornichon martini. I didn't give it a name.
A pickle martini, if you want to be simpler. The everyman's pickle martini.
It's not, though. It's made with Maile. Is that how you say that?
Maille, maybe? I don't know. Is it French?
Cornichon. The one with the little...
The little elevator?
The little elevator. It's oof. So you gave me this incredible gift, this ISI rapid infusion kit, which... is kind of, mm-hmm. It's traditionally used to make whipped creams and such.
Mm-hmm.
But now
happy
people
anniversary,
are
a kitchen appliance.
Modify. Well, it's traditional. It's modern, right?
Yes, it's modern traditional for the 4th anniversary.
Lovely. And it was so much fun. The first thing that I thought of to do was to infuse some vodka with cornichons. And
inspired idea, if I may.
And you used this sort of... nitrous oxide little palette things, and it makes a great hissing sound. It was I felt very much like I was in my molecular gastronomy
laboratory
kitchen moment. Yes. To make this was a quick infusion of cornichons into vodka, which really resulted into this velvety, it's very silky, mm-hmm. which is so good to mix into. I use a 3-to-1 ratio.
And if you like a dirty martini like this, because it's infused, there's no brine in this, correct?
None at all. Yeah.
It's just the flavor of the rapid infused science vodka.
And then dry vermouth,
mm-hmm.
which some people leave out. I think it's important.
What?
I know.
Entirely? I understand like a dropper. Whatever.
The Russian vodka room definitely leads it out. They're just making their...
That's a cup of vodka.
It is. Which this kind of actually reminds me of mm-hmm. the way that those like really strong flavors come through. Although this is more subtle, but seen through. I don't know. I'm excited to keep messing with this. And it was just such a lovely gift that I thought that it sort of inspired me to definitely go down this route of doing the SMDB gift guide, because it embodies a philosophy that I feel like you taught me that I might have thought about in the past, but you put it into words really nicely.
Oh, let's see if I can find those words about gift giving.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a good gift is something that you know the person will enjoy, but that they would not buy themselves. And sometimes this can be a frivolity. Sometimes it can be a nicer, a newer, a more expensive, occasionally version of something that they have or enjoy or need. But yeah, that's what a gift is. It's something that they wouldn't buy themselves, that can only be given to them, that you know someone so well that you've found something that you know that they would delight in, that they would never purchase for themselves.
And in that spirit, we are hoping to bring some items to the fore that maybe you haven't thought of, or to just inspire you to go looking for other things for the book lovers in your life. I feel like there's so many gift guides that, you know, have a book lovers section.
Woof. They are rough.
And I just don't think that anybody needs any more book lights. And if they do need a book light, they already got it for themselves in their stocking 15 years ago. And it's the one that they've been using ever since. So this is the anti book light.
No book lights here. Read in the dark.
But let's stay in cocktail land. I think that, you know, if you don't have to use an ISI infuser to infuse flavor into your cocktails. And just starting at, if you know someone likes gin, getting them a nice gin, maybe even one of the flavored Hendrix ones that they do, like the Floradora one.
Yeah.
That was extremely floral. And maybe you wouldn't buy that for yourself because you want to have just a normal gin on hand. But I think that, you know, when gift giving is when you can sort of give someone something that
be extravagant. Yeah.
Wouldn't necessarily get themselves. So I recommend the Lunar and Floradora Hendrix, which are pretty available in your lives. And then for the person that you know that likes cocktails but doesn't really want to make them at home themselves that much, I really recommend the High West Old Fashioned. Their barreled Old Fashioned bottle is such a good gift. You feel extravagant when you pour it for yourself, and you know, it satisfies the two things of having something fun for your bar, that you could give to someone who's a home bartender or someone who wouldn't bartend at home to save their lives.
Totally. I mean, there's also stuff like bourbon cherries and all of those beautiful accoutrements and garnishes.
Like Luxardo.
Yeah, like Luxardo. Amarena cherries. Amarena Toshi, whatever. Am I pronouncing that right? Who knows? Not me. But that these extravagances, like, they don't need to be expensive. They just need to be something that a person might not buy themselves, right? Like fancy smoked sea salt. It doesn't break the bank. Some of those are like $10. Mm-hmm. But you know, you're not necessarily going to buy yourself $10 salt, which is what makes it a beautiful gift.
Absolutely.
But back to cocktails. We've got more to say, of course.
Well, I think that there's two ways also. If you are deciding to buy the bartender in your life, a bartending book, I think there's two routes. There's this great little book that they call the mini bar, which is Punch's. You know, they have these tiny little books separated by main ingredients. So there's
by
a gin
spirit.
One, there's a whiskey one. Mm-hmm. And each one of those has the very bare bones of like the most classic cocktails. And then it also has some lines in the back for you to write your own notes and other things that you're playing with when you're coming up with your own drinks, which is a super fun way to go. And definitely, it's fun to start at the base and then build.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, there is sort of like the grand dame of cocktail books, which is the Cocktail Codex. And it is a large book. Like, this is a big, beautiful, full color hardcover.
And it's so beautiful. It was given to me as a gift. As was actually the mini bar book. I believe I opened it on this show because Drew gave it to me. So, you know, I'm saying that these are absolutely wonderful gifts to get because I have the experience of opening them and thinking, like, this is a really magical thing. And Cocktail Codex really is one of those building block books that ups your game, as well as, you know, stuff that I thought that I knew, it sort of turned on its head.
For sure. And, you know, living with a home bartender like Christopher, I'm not always mixing drinks. In fact, I'm not often mixing drinks, I'd say. So have I had to look up on my phone what exactly the right proportion is for a martini, a two-ingredient drink? Yes, I have. But the Cocktail Codex is really great because it's talking about like families of different drinks. So like that's where you'll learn, for instance, that like a gimlet and a mojito are both within the daiquiri family, mm-hmm. right? Just because like then you start to, it's like when you first learn cooking and you begin to be able to riff because you understand how it all works. Like this is the kind of book that gets you to that level of competence with your home bartending. It's really kind of a beautiful gift book.
It really is. And again, if you're upping your if someone's bar game, if you're giving someone this gift, it can be fun to add on to it with some swing top bottles, which is that type of rubber gasket fastening system with the metal on the side, which is so satisfying to open and close, which is just a great thing to
can't lose the lid.
Right.
That's the beauty.
It's attached right there.
Yep.
And it's such a great thing to keep infused spirits or simple syrups in. And that having that sort of stuff at hand, a little funnel, a little sieve to get yourself started making syrups and that, and even keeping like lemon and lime juice fresh yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing is what starts taking like making you feel like you don't even have to go out to expensive bars anymore. You can just make everything at home.
Mm-hmm. And I'll go one further and to close out this cocktail segment of what is purportedly a book podcast. We'll see. Is a chalice, a goblet, a flute, a coupe. I feel like all of these gifts for readers roundups have mugs on them. Nobody needs a mug.
Nobody.
If you're
needs
an adult,
mug.
You have enough mugs. You probably have too many mugs. You need to get rid of some. Leave them on the stoop for somebody else who also doesn't need more mugs. But a beautiful glass or a pair of beautiful glasses, you don't even need to be making drinks in them. Pour your tap water in there, and you feel fancy. You can just swan about like an absolute baroness with this beautiful glass. Come on.
Yeah, and you're not going to be swanning about with something that says like this is your coffee. You know, like a lame office
that
reference.
Phrase that's on coffee mugs.
So I think we're in now the portion of correcting the things that we've seen specifically on some of these book roundups.
Mm-hmm. Writing the
book
wrongs.
Yes. Well, I just feel like I want to give a slight warning to some people about stuff like
we've both been recipients of some of these. People are like, well, they like books.
Yeah, there's
I'll get them this. And like you guys know.
You don't always first of all, often the last thing that a book lover wants is actually more books. Books that they didn't choose themselves.
Right.
Books that they are adding to an already toppling TBR. I'm not saying that you can't get a great book and know that you're doing an amazing job as a gift giver with that book. But it's, I just feel like there's
thought and care.
Yes.
And then there are these roundups that are like those little post-its that are shaped like arrows that you can put in all your books. What?
If you're filling a stocking.
I guess.
So one thing that I've been seeing this year and for the past couple of years is these book nook kits. And they're really cute. They're these like in between. They're meant to be sort of shelf interrupters where it's
a shelfscape
that is just like, if you turn down this alleyway, it's some city scene
in
3D. And they're kits. They're flat packed IKEA style. You're going to build every cafe table, you're gonna string the little tiny LED lights yourself.
And it's like this tiny little miniature. It's the size of like two hardcovers maybe, and it just sits in your bookcase. It looks cute once it's built, but building it is the thing.
It's the most fiddly thing, and I do think it is something that might be given to book lovers because it's like, something for your bookshelf. But it isn't actually for book lovers as much as it is for crafty people. It's for the people that are already building you're like a great gingerbread house this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the people that knit everything for themselves.
Or the book lover who you know already like has every Lego kit available, right? Mm-hmm. It's somebody who wants to build things.
It's not necessarily just you it's don't want to be the first person to get, you know, to buy that for. And in that same, you don't want to be the first person to get that for them. And in that same realm, candles. I see candles on these book roundups and even like book related
Jane Austen
scents.
Scented candles. What does that smell like? I don't know.
I liked my Leo Tolstoy.
Oh, that one was lovely. Diffuser. But like, you got to pay attention to the notes.
Yes,
right?
You really do. And everyone like, well, has different standards Emma. For this. Right. They really do.
It's very personal.
And so unless you know that you're getting a scent for somebody that they already like, oh, getting the big candle of something that they only had, like the small travel one of. Mm-hmm. Ooh, fantastic.
There's one good thing that I really like on those lists, which when you think about it, doesn't actually have anything to do with reading. And that is a good weighted blanket.
Mm.
There are two kinds of people in this world. The people who don't know how wonderful weighted blankets are and the people who do. And it's just excellent. It's more relaxing than you could even imagine. Highly recommend. The coziest thing that you could possibly give someone.
It doesn't really inspire reading, though, does it? I mean,
no, it inspires sleeping. And that's why they really don't have any place on the reading gifts roundups. But a delightful gift nonetheless.
Something else that I've seen on a few book lovers lists mm-hmm. is the fountain pen. Mm. And I'll, you know, sign my name on a Kaweco Sport, which was also given to me as a gift once. And it was such a great gift. I still have it and I still fill it up. And it's a fantastic, you know, like baby's first fountain pen.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also get them. They're really nice. You can get them in someone's favorite color. There's mother of pearl pearlescent ones. And it's not like a break the bank type gift either, you know. They're like 20, 25 bucks. I always think that games are a good gift at the holidays for a lot of reasons. And I think that you can be giving people gifts for playing with a bunch of people and also just for little groups. You gave mm-hmm. me a great board game one year that we still play. Rewordable.
Oh, yeah.
Which mm-hmm. is such a good word game. And I never see it on things.
Mm-hmm.
But it is such a fun group game because there's a bunch of stealing of words that is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sort of play defensively and try to have words that aren't stealable within the game, which is super fun.
But I think crucially, you can also play with two people and it's still just as good of a game.
And it's not something that's like an all-nighter like Scrabble.
Oh, right. It's very quick. It's less contentious than Scrabble, certainly.
And it also, but it retains the conversation part of it, which is something that I've always been sad about for Bananagrams.
Oh, yeah. When you just sit there in silence looking at your letters.
That is not so
fun. Not convivial.
I'll also say I found this game actually on TikTok. And I have been obsessed with it since I ordered it. But this is called Q-less.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 12 dice, 6 letters on each dice, of course. And
die, right?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay. And you're just making your little crossword. It's similar to Bananagrams, but it's meant as a game for just one person. Mm-hmm. Or you can be teaming up with someone and working on it together, but you make your 3 and 4 letter and onward words. And it's such a fun challenge. I'm always
cueless.
Rolling those dice.
Because it's cueless because, you know, you get the letters that you cast when you throw
and
dice.
Thankfully, he
and
did not give any
right,
cues.
Because you would need a U and you won't always get one.
Exactly.
These are the laws of chance.
So that's a really fun those are both $15.
And that really suits like a white elephant type gift exchange or a Yankee swap too.
They fit in stockings too, totally. Which is nice. But maybe games aren't your thing. Maybe you're looking for something that lasts all year long or at least a few months. Subscriptions are a fantastic
totally.
Gift to give someone a first issue and then say you get 6 months of this or whatever. so fun.
Yeah, yeah, truly the gift that keeps on giving, as they say.
Every year I feel like I say this as a recommendation, but it stands, is subscribe someone to One Story.
Oh, definitely. One Story is the greatest.
It's such a low lift for a subscription. It's not a New Yorker. It's not a huge 40-page thing that
right.
takes
this
all your
true
time.
This is true short fiction. You know, the New Yorker, as wonderful as it is, if you're gifting someone a subscription, it feels a little bit like homework, I won't lie. And One Story is just excellent short fiction. It's going to be by authors you've heard of and authors you've never heard of. I think it's something like half of the writers have not yet published a book. So it'll be people you've heard of and it'll be people you can discover. And you'll get one every month.
And then if you get obsessed with it, you can go back into their archive and order yep. old issues, which mm-hmm. is really fun. And you'll see that they often are finding an author before, you know, the world does.
The thrill of discovery. And it's really great if you commute too. Like I've done this. I've brought one of the One Stories on my commute to work. And you know, the thrill of finishing a bound book mm-hmm. on your commute in one day, it's just so satisfying. Who doesn't want that?
On the other side of the spectrum is this magazine called Still Alive, which is helmed by a fun group of people. Erin Summers is one of them, mm-hmm. former guest of this show. And
friend of the pod, as it were.
And it is it's collections of essays and different pieces of artwork inspired by the fact that there are some people that you might have written off, but they are out there in the world existing, and there's profiles of people and what they're doing now.
Oh, is this the publication that profiled Connie Francis?
Yes.
The great Connie Francis.
Crooner of our hearts.
Oof.
I think it's just, there's two issues out. Getting them in on the ground floor is really fun. There's also a magazine that featured this podcast in an early issue, O Reader, which is actually a really fun magazine to give to a reader. It really is a magazine for readers in the same way that in the 90s, you really felt like there was a magazine for every special interest that mm-hmm. ever existed. And I feel like print media is dead and that's no longer true, but there is still a great currently running magazine that features reading life in a bunch of different lights that has published a friend of the show, Drew Broussard, and other people that are great. So definitely becoming an O Reader subscriber. Are there any other subscriptions out there?
Yes. And this one is digital.
Mm.
And I think it is the perfect gift for the dog owner in your life. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about someone like my dad who also loves audiobooks. And that is a gift card in whatever denomination you choose to Libro FM, because you could read so many books just walking your dog. And you can do it all without giving Amazon any money, which is truly the greatest gift of all. I find as a reader that it ups my count every year if I do start reading audiobooks. And yeah, I think of it as a gift for dog walkers, because even in the dead of winter, we are out there with the little dogs, the little good boys and girls. And you need something to listen to while you're out there. Why not read a book?
Yeah.
With your ears.
I'm fully with you. I feel like ever since I've had full access to audiobooks in beyond just subscribing to one credit, but getting it many different places, Libro FM, the library, I'm finding that I read so, so, so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we're recommending the world of books, I feel like we can finally get into some of the book gifts that I'm going to still recommend, even though I did say at the top that it's not great to add to toppling bookshelves. But I think, first of all, a cookbook. Some cookbooks you don't need to even cook a single recipe in. You can just enjoy the creativity on display
mm-hmm.
f- friend of the show, former guest this year, Stacy Mayon Fong's 50 Pies, 50 States is just the most incredible book just to flip through it and meet the people that she's dedicating the pies to. And the thought behind each pie for each state is so much fun.
A narrative cookbook, if there ever was one.
The great thing about it is it really is written for the home cook. You know, she encourages you to buy pie crusts at the grocery store if you don't feel like crafting one from scratch. She's always saying, you know, you can use this sort of canned filling to still get to the flavor that you want. I just love her presence. I love her voice on the page. And there's no baker in your life that wouldn't be delighted by some of the stuff that she has on, going. And honestly, I've tried almost a dozen flavors of these pies, and they're all revelations.
Delicious. Every absolutely delicious.
And then you sent me this today, and I just feel like, who doesn't want this gift?
This is truly for like the hostess with the mostest.
Yes, that is absolutely.
Hey listeners, did you know that Salvador Dali had a cookbook? Well, now you do, and Toshin just reissued it in this beautiful package with a gold cover. It's remarkable, and this stuff is exactly as surreal as you would hope, and it includes recipes for something called frog cream, but also avocado toast. So, you know, like, there are access points here. You can do it, and also, like, the imagery in this book is absolutely phenomenal. I can't necessarily say that the recipient of this cookbook will be able to source the ingredients required to make all these recipes, but it's
this beautiful gold object. Like, there's no way that someone won't be delighted by opening it.
Oh my God.
Especially because it's inspired by and its account of the dinners that he threw with his wife, who was his muse. And she was loved cooking, so it's also like a love letter to love, as well as like surreal recipes and crazy dinner parties.
Yeah, it's weird shit. And you know, if you have this person in your life, like, you'll have thought of them as soon as we started talking about this. It seems like a slam dunk for just that right person.
And then I can't go a season without recommending at some point Christopher Morley's these two novellas, Parnassus on Wheels and The Haunted Bookshop, are just the greatest stocking stuffers you can give to a book lover. They're these classic odes to the love of writing novels, of being a book lover, of traveling around with books to sell in a wagon, just like this crazy fantasy of any bibliophile. I just think that there isn't a person who loves books that wouldn't love these two novellas. And so slipping them into their stocking, they're going to fall in love with them for sure.
Mm-hmm. Along those same lines, I think this is a bit of a swing, so it should be deployed with care. I think about it as sort of a romantic gift, but it could certainly be like a romantic friendship gift. Which is your favorite book, Inscription Mandatory. If you've gotten to know someone and you want to share something that's very important to you, get a beautiful edition of a book that you love and share it with someone. You know, it can be heartbreaking if they don't read it, right? But if you're giving it to someone who you know will want to embark on this journey with you, it's just the greatest thing ever. It's a wonderful gift that you can share, or sort of, you know, along those same lines, a book that you could read together. It's got to be the right recipient, but when it works, it pays off really beautifully.
Do you have any other either sure thing book gifts or big swing book gifts?
Yeah, so there's one that I think of as being for like the teenager in your life, although it really is good for anyone older than that as well. It's certainly great for adults. And that is like a big graphic novel of whatever sort, you know, and that could be like, it could be Persepolis, it could be Fun Home, it could be Black Hole, it could be Clyde Fans, it could be My Favorite Thing is Monsters, you know, the great classics, the modern classics of the genre, as it were.
I mean, if you know that person hasn't read Watchmen yet.
Totally, yeah.
Such a great place to start for people. Or Blankets by Craig Thompson, mm-hmm. for the disaffected teen in your life.
Well, and I say teens too because, you know, there are certain folks who, when you give them a book, it feels like homework no matter what. And these feel so much less like homework, and they're just thrilling, interesting, and easy to dip into. There's no real barrier to mm-hmm. them. And yeah, it's, I think a book as a gift is like an invitation to the recipient in its highest form.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that those kinds of texts can really invite people into reading in a beautiful way. People who might not necessarily self-identify as readers.
I feel like comics are always a good gift at the holidays, at Christmas, whenever, because mm-hmm. I don't know, I associate them with reading them in the morning before it was time to like go downstairs, because like your mind isn't like available for something deep and like plot based.
But you mean like in your childhood home, like reading them
and waiting for the all clear that Santa had come.
Oh,
yeah. Do you have one more recommendation for the world? Something else that they might want to give to someone in their life?
I do. And this is another one that is sort of for a specific type of recipient. And actually, I was a specific type of recipient in that you gave me this book.
Mm-hmm.
So I've experienced receiving this book as a gift, and I highly recommend it. It's called Burn It Down: Feminist Manifestos for the Revolution by Brianne Faws. And I could talk about manifestos as a form for like a very long time, you know, because it's such a great form. They're irreverent, but they're sincere. They're playful, facetious, impassioned, urgent, and like cheeky and serious at the same time. And it's just a really great collection. I think collections in general are great gifts to give, mm-hmm. because you can sort of dip in and out and sort of flip through as you see fit. And what's great about these is so many manifestos are very brief. They don't overstay their welcome. They just sort of like get in, they smack you in the face, and then they get out. And this collection is full of ones that you or your reader will probably be familiar with, and some new ones as well. Like, I think the first one that's included in this collection is the poem called I Want a President by Zoe Leonard, which I at least have seen a lot on Instagram in the past several years. You know, it's the one that's like, I want a dyke for president. I want a person with AIDS for president. And it goes on and on about like
all the sort of outsider.
Exactly, about how all the presidents we've had are like capitalist thieves, and mm-hmm. how it would be better to have someone who's like had life experiences, who's experienced hardship in all these different ways. It's a great book. It's thrilling, as I think the form of a manifesto is in general. And yeah, it's certainly a political gift, but it's these, you know.
Sometimes it's cool to be the political gift giver.
Hell yeah.
I think.
Look, things are not great. Sometimes we need a manifesto. I think we could all use a manifesto. And I think a little education in the forum might help us all.
And if you're buying this book, you know, maybe buy it from bookshop.org if you're not actually buying uh-huh. it at your local bookstore.
Yep.
You know, this is definitely the time as we mentioned all of these book titles, any of the books. So buy them from your local stores. This is when they make a third or more of their money for the year.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope that as you go out to go gift shopping, you can stop in at your local bookstore. And if you don't have a local, buying from bookshop.org is the next best thing. While you're supporting your local bookstore, actually,
and you library.
Support your local library. Yep. I feel like I owe the library more money than I already give them all the time.
That's the beauty of libraries.
They always need a little bit more, which mm-hmm. is fine. So support your local library.
Totally.
Or mutual aid groups. I mm-hmm. always feel funny talking about the places where, you know, because I always feel like it's best to be local.
Yeah. Give with your heart or whatever.
Give with your own research.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's no shortage of organizations that need and would appreciate and welcome whatever cash you've got to sling their way.
I like Books Through Bars, mm-hmm. NYC, which does a nice, sends reading material to
incarcerated people. Yeah.
And of course, Dog of the Pod, Ramona, is a rescue. So we like to give to our local rescue as well. Hearts and Bones.
Yeah. Heartsandbonesrescue.org if you want to donate there. But we will certainly be supporting these organizations, you know.
Tis the season. I'm so glad that you could come and hang out with me and talk about giving good gifts. You're such a good gift giver. Aww, that I wanted to make sure to bring you on and your expertise. And I also welcome for people to tell me some fun things that you've been gifted on Twitter, on Instagram, reaching out and saying some good gift ideas that we might have missed, or co-signing things. I love hearing about the stuff that really knocked it out of the park for you.
And a happy Chrismica to all.
Indeed. Happy Chrismica. And of course, you should give yourself the gift of joining the So Many Damn Books Patreon. Not really a gift you could give somebody else. It'd be kind of weird. But joining the Patreon is really fun. There's a book club to be part of. If you join it at the $10 level, you'll get something in the mail very, very soon. It's being designed right now.
It's awesome. Can confirm.
And I am just so excited to have you all as listeners, and very grateful that you listened all the way to the end of this podcast. So thank you for giving me the gift of your attention.
Ooh.
Silly?
No, it's cute.
Okay, good.
And now...
turn the page.